the Dress for a Success Drive is, can you kind of just talk about why, what's the purpose of this, and who these efforts support?
Yeah, absolutely. So we started this last year kind of as a dual purpose. Tessa and I wanted to work with the Young Professionals Network for the Knox County, Illinois CEO program. And so it started as kind of a brainchild of to fulfill a need. Some of our students maybe weren't as well equipped with some of the business clothes that they we would like them to have, and, you know, what would make them the most comfortable. And so Tess and I kind of wanted to just dig into our own closets and have other YPN members and then community members dig into their closets to get some of those clothes that we may not use anymore, some of the clothes that we outgrew or just sit in the closet that still have those tags on. We all know that we have those, unfortunately. So we kind of just wanted to start something that once a year the community can come together, donate this business, casual business professional clothing. The CEO students can go through it, and then anybody in the community can use this if they're looking for a new outfit for an interview or just for business in general. Last year we had a lot of men's clothes or a lot of men's suits donated. And so sometimes, you know, a suit can be a couple $100s from Men's Warehouse or something. But we had a huge donation of probably, I'd say, like 20 suits. And so we really like to see something like that just get passed down. So instead of having to rebuy those suits every year or, you know, when you need a suit, you know, it was nice to see that the community really came together and were able to donate that.
Was there anything that you had, you wish you had more of last year? Like, man, we don't have enough bow ties or whatever. Anything like that that you're thinking, like, we'd really like to have more of those this year?
Last year, we were very fortunate to receive an abundance of clothing. However, we were taking in anything. So when it came to sizing, there was a lot of sizing issues. Abby mentioned that we had a lot of men's clothes. There was only one male in the program last year for CEO, and he was of a taller, skinnier stature. And most of the suits that we got from were from, you know, adult males that had been wearing suits their whole lives. So, you know, very broad-shouldered. And it was nice to still have those, but the specific sizing can get hard because we don't request those exact sizing. So it's nice to always get a variety. But otherwise, I mean, we had an abundance of suits, dresses, tops, bottoms. There was literally everything. I guess we really didn't receive a whole lot of shoes, but that was not our main need at the time. So
it's really hard to find used shoes that aren't ready to, you know, be thrown away, basically. So I would say if there's anything, it would be more, I mean, this year we have lots of guys. It's basically 5 and 5, I think, if I can think. But I would say women's work dresses, women's work shoes, and, I mean, really, like Tessa said, like what we had last year was really great. So just a mix of everything, because you're thinking of high school students, juniors and seniors, what kind of, you know, fashion do they want, really? But another side of this is after CEOs get to go through it, then just the general community gets to. So, you know, if let's just say if grandpa sized out of his suit and really likes to wear suits a lot, this would be a chance for him to come in and get a new suit for church or something. You know, like this is open to anybody. So, I think it's just a general swap for everyone.
Is there like a any guidelines for that is like so grungy or so old and gross that like please don't even bother us with that?
So we did go through the clothes. Obviously, I think at first, like, it was just, like, give us the bags and, like, we'll go through it. And then if we have to wash it, we will. Last year, honestly, the clothes are pretty well taken care of. There is a few items not unmentionable items, just shirts that I think came from a home that had several pets. And so it's just kind of cleaning up that stuff. And if it doesn't really fit the need that we're looking for, whether it's too outdated, whether it may have stains or holes, we do just discard those items. But we are going through them after they come into our hands before they go into the hands of the CEO students or the general public afterwards. Mm-hmm.
And then after that, if we have extras, which we did last year, we always donate those to community treasures or other, like Knox Closet or Chambers Closet.
Last year, we were able to donate to Safe Harbor for the battered women because they also use suits to do their interviews as they get back on their feet after sexual violence or assault violence, any of that stuff. So it was nice to help those out. We literally had two carloads. My car was from the back seat to the trunk full, and as was Abby's. So it was a great turnout. We didn't have to throw too much away. So
hard to fill my car up though, but
I guess the plus side, I mean, you want to have a lot of choices for the students to have, right? For a variety of options. So more's better to a certain point anyway.
Yeah, and last year we had a lot of YPNs come and help fold and hang up, and we basically used one of our conference rooms as one of the main closets. So once, you know, you can donate and give them to the Welcome Center or KCAP, which is right above the YMCA downtown. They're both open around 8:30 to 4:30 every day.
Mm-hmm. And the Tourism Bureau is open on Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 3. So you can even make your donations off on the weekend. If you go through your closet in the morning, we will be there in the afternoon to have a place for you to put those.
Yep. And we have a flyer circulating with our numbers. So if you think that you might be cutting it close, or when it comes to wanting to come in, make sure they give us a call and we'll make sure somebody's there. We're not going to be watching you go through the closet, obviously. And it is free or for a donation if you feel like you need to do that. So we'll basically just have the closet open. People can come in, take as much as what you need once the closet is done. So we're going to ask that people donate from the 1st of September all the way through the 30th of September. And then that week, September 26th through October 7th, is when people will come in and be able to grab what they need.
Very cool.
Yeah.
We were talking a little bit about the new batch of CEO kids and themselves. What can you tell us about, in a general way, about the new group you have?
They are super exciting. I think this is my – so when I started my position at KCAP, I was at the very end of the third year that I've been involved in this. So then I was able to go through the applications of year two and then of these applicant pool. And I think with each year, it just is so exciting to see all of their passion and their questions and how each of their personalities really shine through. It's also interesting to see how a group of students that are from Williamsfield and, Galesburg Christian and Galesburg High School and all of the districts that are represented in Knox County other than Knoxville.
Yeah.
It's interesting just to see that they don't know each other. And so for them to make friendships, for them to start collaborating with each other based on how they were raised and, their schooling, it's just super cool to hear. And we were with Dave Dunn the other day at a site visit, and it's just really cool now since we're on our fifth year to see that some of the alumni are coming back and now they're being hired into the community and what their feedback is. And so it's just really, it melts my heart to see all these really super passionate people be able to kind of learn and learn from some of the best of Knox County. So,
and I was wondering, there must be like little ways that as it goes on, you can see the dividends, like you were saying, or like are kids showing up into the program with maybe more, expectations or excitement than maybe earlier years because they've heard from people before, seen examples of what the students have done before. Is there any sort of other examples of stuff like that?
Yeah, definitely. So we've had a lot of siblings that have gone through. So their oldest have went through, second oldest, all that stuff. So we've had a lot of friends. We've had people that honestly have just we had someone who knew of the program when we started it off and was in that initial meeting and basically said, you know, this is what I want my own child to go through. This would be perfect for them. So now that we're in year five, we've seen them, you know, get out of college. We've seen them come back to our area. We've been able to kind of see that we've had, you know, the Dave Dunn situation. He asked us, our facilitator, Scott Kramer, is there anybody interested in this position? Mm-hmm. And that's when one of our CEO students, literally, I just found this out, like dropped what they were doing, put their outfit on, and went and hand-delivered his resume and was like, I want this job. Mm-hmm. And Dave even said, you know, this is the best employee that I have that's 19 years old. You know, he's a, I forget what his title is right now, but he's some sort of a manager or something, and he's 19. And so to see Donovan is someone that I saw at our trade show selling stuff. His business was called Dogdom, and it was like a food for your dog, and it was like a cup and some other stuff, like a little subscription box, basically. And so to see him talking, you know, he thought he was going to do dog treats, and just to figure out, like, to be an official baker for dog treats, you have to be super licensed and you have to go through all these things. Well, he wasn't going to be able to do that. So then he pivoted to this box. Then he pivoted again. And then now his story is that he was working at one place and he pivoted to Dave's. And now he's able to, you know, have rent and able to have a cool car and able to have all these things through all these pivots. And it's just really cool to hear, you know, now be able to hear them in their first interview as a CEO and then after, and just follow them along their journey of graduating and if they keep up with their business, things like that. So,
yeah, I mean, when I think and when I see those kids and imagine, you know that they're as young as they are and that are developing the skills they are and experience that they do, they're certainly way ahead of where I was at that age. And I think ahead of where a lot of people are at that age. So,
yeah, it's really fun. I think Tessa can talk a little bit about our class that we did. I think it was really interesting because as Tessa and I were talking through it, Tessa and I were like, oh, well, I have this experience. And Tessa would be like, oh, I have this experience. And so trying to kind of get together as supposedly the people that are in charge of the Young Professionals Network to talk to young professionals, it was interesting of what we brought to the table. Do you want to talk a little bit about like our class?
Yeah, we were able to talk to them using the KCAP offices and come in an early morning, have some breakfast with them, which was always great. But just talk about that. I mean, our class was based off of the Dress for Success drive about what you wear to certain jobs, how to have a polished look. But it was coming from two different perspectives, as Abby is more business professional in her day-to-day and I'm more business casual in my day-to-day, and how I tend to have more expression of freedom just in the fact of like I'm more of a creative background, where she's more of a business background. But then having those talks with those kids of like how much your outfit can express yourself as well as like the job that you do was really interesting, and just trying to get their perspective on things as well, because there's so many more trends nowadays than there were when I was in school.
Sure.
But it was just nice to kind of get into their minds and see how they view a lot of different things and what they do at, you know, 17 and 18 that I did not do at 17 and 18 or have the opportunity to do at that age in high school. And it was really cool because it was kind of the start of the program. So to see them progress down to the trade show was just pretty enlightening, honestly. Mm-hmm. So I think our community is in very good hands if we can just keep them in the community.
Yeah,
that's the goal.
Definitely.
Yeah, very encouraging.
I think a lot of them, it's so fun to hear. One of the things that Mr. Kramer does is he has them fill out what, you know, what they would want to hear from them at the end of the class. Like, what's your future self's letter, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So then they got to open it at the end. And I get a little bit of a snapshot of that of, you know, in the beginning when they fill out their bios, a lot of times they'll say, like, oh, I want to go off to college and I want to be this, or I want to go off to college somewhere, this huge city, and, you know, probably going to be losing them. And then at the end of the program, we hear more so of, well, actually, I decided that I'm going to keep up with my ag background. And now I know, you know, because of Pilot Knob or because of, you know, a bakery in town or because of Cornucopia or something. Like, because of these connections, I know now that I could keep up with this passion of mine here in Galesburg. So,
yeah, I mean, I think it's like kind of some very smart trickery almost to keep kids here because, I mean, nobody would call it that except for me, but you would, like these very ambitious kids that are probably have big dreams of going to the city or whatever and making life. But through this program, I know you weave them into the community in so many ways that it would probably make them feel pretty good about seeing a future here or certainly help that end.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely. I would say it's funny you say trickery because that was actually the exact reason why we started the CEO program is because 5 years ago we saw so many, you know, so many of the best students here, creativity and the, you know, just the backgrounds that they have leave and they just kept leaving. And so we thought, what is a good way to really show what Galesburg and the whole county has? I mean, one of the best places that they love going is the Dehinda General Store because there's such a great history behind that place. And so just to see how, you know, I don't know how much the listeners know about the Dehinda General Store. But
I think some of them know something.
Yeah. So as I'm new to the community, and it's just so interesting that the owner of that pivots to, you know, selling their flowers no longer at a greenhouse, but in front of the Dehinda General Store. And then to, you know, just, I mean, I've said that a lot, but pivoting from, you know, you may not need your own brick and mortar location just to have a business here. You can really thrive with the farmers markets. There are so many farmers around here even that are kind of transferring from the conservative thought of what a farmer used to be, and now it's moving toward an ag business, truly. You know, what they can make in eggs or what they can make with turkey sales for Thanksgiving. There's just so many opportunities in Knox County for those small businesses. And so I think they really see like, oh, the owner of this place sells to this place, and then in exchange, they get to use this for free. Or, you know, it's so funny how intermingled the county is, and it really shows that everyone works together to see everyone thrive. So,
yeah, you can see it in many ways. The more things kind of different organizations and different individuals kind of collaborate in interesting ways, you get very nice results.
Yeah, and that's, I think, what that's exactly what YPN is trying to do here is just, you know, we're kind of the middle ground of business professionals. And so we're trying to lift up our fellow young professionals by doing just clothing them, make sure that they're comfortable, you know, because we all know going into a interview or something that's a little bit stressful, if you feel confident in yourself, it makes all the difference. So,
and it is probably one of those things that maybe a lot of people, especially if you've, you know, had a job for several decades that you don't even think about, but when you're starting off in your career, like the CEO kids are, it's a big deal. So
yeah, it's excellent. It's also super funny with that class, Tessa, that we had done. One of the things we did was have them pick out an outfit that they thought was going to be hitting one of the sectors, and just to see them like pick something out, and then either they hit it out of the ballpark or Tess or I had to say like, well, close, but that skirt's a little too short, or close, but you know, I don't know, these trousers are,
well, you guys kind of said it, and you're not very old at all, but you're not high schoolers either, so is there like, you know, some disagreement where you're like, well, that's not appropriate, but they don't understand why it's not appropriate? Does that ever happen?
Oh, absolutely. It's not to an extreme. I think like there's, you know, boundaries, and I think they're very attuned to the boundaries. However, I think there's just trends that it's like, okay, that is trendy, but let's wear that outside of your job than to your job. Some things you'll see, like if you follow Instagram kids these days, I mean, they're 20, so they're not kids, but, you know, they can wear some sort of like a crop top with like a blazer over it. Yeah, I wouldn't call that professional. I just in like the settings that we have here in our community, I don't think that's really a go-to.
Well, like
unless
you're
in a creative background. And that's why we talked about those different sectors of like, if you're going in this, you know, this is kind of how you can get away with certain things. But, obviously we want to spark sorry, the creativity, but, and also if some of these students don't use them for professional, but something is, you know, a nice blouse that maybe they can't dress up, but they want to take home and they can wear outside, you know, just a general day to school or, you know, outside of an interview, we're happy to be able to give that to them because, you know, it's, yes, it is professional, but it's also just making sure that you have something that makes you feel comfortable, yeah. Whether you're in an office or not. So,
we have bathrooms, so if you need to, like I said, I'm not going to look down your throat. No one in our office is going to look down your throat. So if you want to come in, grab 15 pieces, or if you want to grab 100 pieces and then go try them on or don't try them on or whatever, anything goes. So, yeah, we definitely want to make sure everybody is comfortable. But, yeah, it's definitely interesting. And even between Tessa and I, there's a lot of things that I'll say, I think that's business professional. And she'll say, I think that's kind of business casual. So we talk a lot about just, you know, how you were brought up or regionally what you think. So it always kind of goes back to be respectful and be yourself. Mm. Make sure that whatever you're wearing is, you know, what you want to put out to the world, but also be respectful of yourself and of who you're working for because you're an ad for them at all times. So,
Anything else that you guys would like to add, either about the drive, YPN, anything like that?
I would say if you want to become a YPN member, the best way to get a hold of us is through our Facebook page or on the Chamber website. We're always looking for new members, and we have a few really great events coming up right in a row. We have our Lunch and Learn. We have a network at night, and then we have a really cool business after hours at G&M Distributors. So if you want to be involved with anything like that, YPN memberships are only $50 if you are a chamber member and then $100 if you're not. And we do quarterly events. We're pretty cool people, so we're always looking for new groups to form. And I think now since we're in our second going on, maybe, is it a second year or third year? Second. We're always looking for new people and different, you know, we're just asking our last, this is our last day before our committees form for the year. So, you know, if you want to be involved, if you want to be on a committee, just let us know and we'd love to have you.
Okay.